There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
All right. So, Mark, you'd asked the other day when we were talking about the Islamic State and the U.S. government and you know, all the interactions between them and such. What was it that the Islamic State has done that is a good thing, is what you asked. Or something to that effect.
Right, I think that...
Because there have been, you know, decapitating people and murdering and having children commit murders and pretty bad stuff.
Yeah, they're pretty awful folks. And when you... But I believe that you can... when you look at organizations like states, which are, in my mind, antiquated ways of organizing people, there are some that are better and some that are worse. And I don't like... the show to sound like I hate America and anything that ain't America is better now, because I mean people will compare states, right? Like they'll say, you don't like it here, move someplace else. Well, when I critique the U.S. government, I critique it because I was born here. They claim me as one of their citizens, and they forced me to pay their taxes on some things and that sort of thing. So I critique them because I have a bigger voice when it comes to critiquing the U.S. If I was to move to North Korea and begin complaining about their government, I likely wouldn't live long.
That's true.
And, you know, I already complain about the North Korean government, but I'm just using them as an example. To me, what the problem is an organization that claims a monopoly on a given landmass and says that, you know, this is where we rule. And that's an old, antiquated idea from the sort of master-servant paradigm. So the Islamic State is a new state, but they're a particularly distasteful one, to my mind. Many of the videos I've seen shown me just plenty that they stink. So, yeah, I want to know, what is one thing that the Islamic State has done that is great?
Well, I would say this is a good thing. I don't know if it's great, but I'm going to give them credit where credit is due. Now, I don't like any state. I just like to preface this conversation. I think they're all criminal gangs, and their criminality just is expressed in slightly different ways. So, you know, the criminality of the U.S. government is much better covered up than it is in, let's say, North Korea, for instance, mm-hmm. or Venezuela. The governments are, in my opinion, as corrupt as one another. It's just that the corruption manifests itself in a different fashion. Like in the U.S., they're more subtle about their corruption. They're smarter.
They couldn't get away with it otherwise, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the U.S. government couldn't go from where it is today to Venezuela's level in the course of a month because people would rise up. But it's like that frog being boiled in water analogy that they just, if you turn it up a little bit each time, the frog doesn't bother jumping out, and then they're boiled.
Right. So the Islamic State is a state, and so I got no love for them. But they certainly seem to understand money. And according to Vice News, the self-styled Islamic State claims it is now minting its own gold coins and other currency, according to a lengthy propaganda video released Saturday by the militant group. I watched the first 5 minutes of the video and actually bookmarked it because I would like to watch the whole thing because it's really well done. The editing is fantastic.
That's another thing that you mentioned that they do well is that
video work.
There's some good video work.
Yeah, their propaganda wing is, you know, they're pretty good at what they do. Entitled The Rise of the, and please forgive me, I'm going to butcher this word, Khilafah, and The Return of the Gold Dinar. The documentary-style video features an English-speaking narrator.
So is it the Caliphate?
No.
Okay.
Not spelled like that. Khilafah. Khilafah. Anyway. The English-speaking narrator says the ISIS currency will be made up of gold, silver, and copper coins. The narrator calls gold the only true measure of wealth. In the video, which goes on for nearly an hour, the narrator explains that the new currency is aimed at strengthening the group's self-proclaimed caliphate and harming the U.S. economy. It says the new currency will deliver a second blow to the United States and its so-called capitalist financial system of enslavement after 9/11, including plenty of World Trade Center footage.
Well, I've always wondered what it would be like if a government began issuing a gold-backed currency. How would that look? Now, there's a conspiracy theory out there that essentially all the wars that have been fought in the last couple decades have been fought because those governments were trying to decouple themselves from the U.S.'s petrodollar, you know, whatever the claim is exactly. And so I'm not claiming that that is true, and I'm not claiming it is false. I simply don't know what the reasons are behind every reason is behind wars that are out there. But I would be interested to see what happens. It's just that I don't really consider the Islamic State to be a real government. And I'm using my air quotes here.
Why not? They're calling themselves a state. They're using violence to get their way. I mean, by all definitions, they're a state.
Because in by this definition, when I'm using the real government definition, I think you have to be sort of recognized by other governments.
Why? Everybody has to start somewhere if they're going to create a state.
I'm talking about in the area of a gold-backed currency being sort of interesting and in how it works in
so
the...
Are you saying that if North Korea recognizes the Islamic State, that all of a sudden you'll consider them to be a real state?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if you claim yourself to be a government and you begin issuing gold coins, it will be no different than the Liberty Dollar being claiming to be a government.
No, there's a difference. I would not be using violence, so therefore I would not claim to be a government. If I did claim to be a government, I would start using violence on people, but I'm not that kind of person, so I wouldn't do that.
Right. I'm saying that if an organization that isn't Ian, because Ian wouldn't do that.
That is using violence, aggressive violence.
No, an
people,
organization simply claims to be a government.
Well, then you're not a state if you're not using violence and threat of violence against people.
If I am the king,
I'm
the intergalactic ruler of everything. If I start issuing gold coins with my picture on them, it is not going to change world financial markets in any way, shape, or form. However, if a real government, and I'm going to give you a list of them, the United States, Russia, England, Sweden,
what makes them a real government versus the Islamic State? The fact they've been around for a long time, or there's one other government that recognizes them?
It's a significant amount of agreement.
Oh, so now it's significant. So if North Korea recognized the Islamic State, that wouldn't be good enough for you?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay, so how many governments have to recognize another government before
you want an arbitrary number?
Well, that's what you're going to come up with, because that's all you can come up with. Three quarters.
All I'm saying is...
So, therefore, Liberland is not a legitimate government in your mind then either, right?
I'm sure Liberland may very well, in the next few months, begin issuing gold-backed currency, and I think that that would be awesome. However, it is not going to be interesting in a world economic system. It's not going to change anything. If, however, let's just go ahead and say Sweden begins... backing all, well, it can't because it's got the euro. So you're going to have
It's not going to change anything. It's not going to change anything if Venezuela issues a new currency next month either. Nobody would care about it.
It would be interesting if it was gold backed.
Uh huh.
Because
that's not going to happen.
Well, it's not because they probably don't have it. They've already depleted their stores. But if they had a gold-backed currency, yes, it would be very interesting because people would begin to buy it. Speculators and investors would begin to buy it. And I'm just kind of curious as to what that would look like.
Okay. I'm just curious to understand why it is that a new country doesn't get any respect from you, Mark. I mean,
that's not what I'm saying. I've said every single time that I've said it that it would be interesting if a real country goes ahead and issues a gold-backed currency because
I understand
what
you're saying there. I was talking about ISIS, which is calling itself a state, but now you're saying in order for something to be considered a state in your mind, they have to have three-quarters of all the rest of the world's states signing on board with it. And I think that's ridiculous. I mean,
No, Ian. That's not what I'm saying.
That's not what you said.
No, okay. It isn't. If that's what I said,
what was the three quarters
number? I deeply
number,
and thoroughly apologize.
Okay. What was
to
the
you?
Three quarters number?
Please
about?
Try listening to what I have to
yeah,
say.
I am.
I am very interested if a real country, and I'm using yeah. air quotes when I say real country. I'm very interested in what it would be like if a real country issued a gold-backed currency.
I know that.
As to what
I
it
heard
would
that.
Do in world markets.
I heard that. That's not about what I'm asking you about. I'm asking you about why you don't consider. A small state that has just formed to be as legitimate as any other state. Why the opinions of other gangs with guns matters to you.
It's not just
855, 450 free.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial, with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. ISIS has released their promised gold coin. Actually, they say they're going to be doing silver and copper as well, which, you know, there are a lot of people in the Liberty community who have a real appreciation for this kind of thing.
Libertarians love metal.
Yeah, hard metal currency is a big deal for folks because it's a way to protect yourself from the ravages of inflation. And, of course, inflation is not a rise in prices. A rise in prices is a symptom of inflation. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, which is where the government, whether it's the U.S. government, the Chinese government, or Venezuela, or Zimbabwe, is where they print more money out. And so that extra amount of money in circulation chases the same amount of goods, so therefore the prices go up. That's what inflation is. It's an increase in the money supply that can result, typically, in an increase in prices. Having your money as silver and gold makes you protected from that, because the silver and gold can't just be printed by governments of the world. You have to mine more of it into existence in order to have more of that. Whereas with paper currencies, as we've seen, eventually none of them last. That's because the politicians who are putting these paper currencies together, the whole reason they went to paper currency like this in the first place is because it was easier to debase people. You know, the governments of the world used to clip coins. They'd clip the edges off of the coins, melt them down, and make new coins from them. And that was one way of screwing the people over. But it was actually pretty easy to tell if that was happening. Whereas when the government just prints money, it's hard to know exactly the damage, the sort of the financial fallout that's going to come from that. You don't really, you know, you don't see your dollar getting shorter and shorter over time, but you can certainly see the effects of it with prices rising at the grocery store.
One thing about a value-backed currency that's issued by a state is that you can, very few people within that government can lie about sort of fractional reserve banking. So let's say that the United States government is now going to back all of its dollars by gold. Well, and it's going to have 1 gram of gold per dollar in its stores. So, if it's got $1 billion of gold, then, you know, it can issue $1 billion, right? Well, what if it issues $2 billion? Who's going to know? How many people do they have to, because your conspiracy has to have a small amount of people that can keep a secret. Mm-hmm. How many people are going to know how many they're going to move? The gold's going to be out in different banks, different places. So no one's going to know exactly how much is where. And, you know, it could take a small amount of people who could just essentially lie. Mm-hmm. You know,
they will.
Yeah, and they will, because they're governments.
So there's a video out called The Rise of the Khilafa and the Return of the Gold Dinar. It's a documentary-style production. It goes on for about an hour and very well produced. I watched the first 5 minutes of it. The new currency they claim that they're issuing, which will be gold, silver, and copper coins, will deliver a second blow to the United States and its capitalist financial system of enslavement, they claim. Speaking about the American bond market and how it relates to oil sales, the narrator calls the system the Achilles heel of the U.S. economy. Quote, "When struck, it will mark the death of this oppressive banknote and bring America, the symbol of injustice and tyranny, to her knees," he says. The new IS coins will be purportedly minted from precious metals that are made from measures of wealth that Allah created. The narrator says that as the ISIS currency surges into the financial sphere, it will cast the fraudulent dollar note into ruins, which is a nice thing to say. But I tend to agree with you, Mark, that it's likely not going to have the impact that they're hoping it will have, probably because they wouldn't be able to keep up with the demand. I mean, if they really are intending on flooding the world with gold coins, then there will probably be a...
Somebody's already done that, right? Like, people already mint gold coins.
That's true.
And the organizations mint gold coins, and I suspect that their dinar will have about as much effect on
those other gold coins,
on the U.S. dollar, as those coins have had
up to
this point.
Which is not very much.
Which is to say, it will be negligible.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I'm amused by their rhetoric because I tend to agree with their rhetoric regarding sort of fiat currencies.
Yep.
And I do believe that if you had, I'm going to go back to this again, you know, a real country or a major country or a widely accepted country that issued a gold-backed coin, that it would be... Now, that would be fascinating to see what that would do to these fiat currencies like the pound sterling or the euro or the dollar. Like, I would want to see what that happens. I believe I already know what's going to happen with ISIS's dinar.
Well, what's going to happen?
Not much. That they're not going to have that much gold anyway, and that they're, you know, going to lie about the amount of gold that they have, and that if you call them liars, they will chop your head off.
The ISIS coin.
Also, here's another prediction with ISIS. At some point, they will do something so utterly reprehensible and so utterly stupid as to piss off enough of the European, greater Western countries that they will come in and they will kill every one of those people that has been called themselves ISIS up to this point. And then.
You think the European countries are going to wipe ISIS out?
Somebody's going to do it. At this point, the Asian Minor, Arabic countries have not been able to mount a significant enough resistance against ISIS, either because they don't want to or because they can't.
Well, I think we all saw that when, even in Afghanistan, the U.S. government had a tough time fighting the people that were living there. They're on their home turf. They've got a home turf advantage, even though they don't have the fancy weapons and big budgets. They were doing okay.
Peshmerga's doing pretty good against ISIS, and they're on their home turf advantage, right?
Like, ISIS
wants to move into other territory.
At the end of the video, an IS fighter appears to introduce the coins to people for the first time. The clip also features a montage of images of the Federal Reserve, George W. Bush, the September 11th attack on the Twin Towers, Osama bin Laden, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and IS militants riding through the desert on horses with black flags fluttering behind them. It is a really visually impressive video, at least in the first 5 minutes that I watched. The militant group first indicated it was going to print its own currency last November in an effort to, quote, escape the satanic, usury-based global economic system. Experts said previously that if IS wants to create a functioning state, it will have to eventually move past just conquering new territory and actually offer services to the public. Anthony Kordsman, chair of strategy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, told Vice News that IS has already taken steps to alter the educational and judicial system in the territory that it occupies. He says somebody has to be managing this money at a very sophisticated level. They've obviously been altering the education systems with textbooks, Islamic purification, restrictions on the educations of women. They've been conducting the equivalent of a local purge in the justice system, so they have essentially taken over many of the elements of the rule of law. So there you go, Mark. More evidence that the Islamic State is becoming more of a legit state, if you want to call it that.
I'm not arguing that point. I don't know where you got it that I'm arguing that point.
You were saying that nobody is, no other states are recognizing them, so therefore they're not a state.
I think that that's part of the sort of rising to the level of being a real state or a legit state. I don't have a good terminology for this because I consider states to be really illegitimate organizations of violence.
I'm with you. Which defines ISIS. I mean, they're an organization based in violence. Let's continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us here. Did ISIS do something good with this currency? I mean, do they get credit for that at least? Getting it right with the currency? You can't give them credit for having gold and silver backed, actual, not just backed, but actual gold and silver currency? I think you should give them credit where credit's due. Good job, ISIS. 855 450 free.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's Free Talk Live.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, I keep hearing from the government that, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, guns80.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us on the radio. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking money. What is real money? Well, apparently ISIS knows better than pretty much every other government in the world what real money is. I'll give them credit where credit is due. They've gotten this one right. Now, they're an absolutely horrible group of people otherwise, you know, murdering and raping and pillaging, just doing awful things, decapitating people. I mean, I got no love for ISIS. I don't love any state. I'm not interested in the state as a concept. I want to see the idea of the state abolished. I'm an abolitionist in that way. And so no fan of ISIS. But, you know, credit where credit's due. Well, a broken clock will strike right a couple times a day. And in this case, ISIS is minting gold, silver, and copper coins. And you know what? I wish we had that here in the United States.
I see value to a currency that's backed by something. And
if you're going to have a government currency, it'd be better if it was backed by something tangible.
But I did point out the integral problem with a government value-backed currency, which is that you essentially don't have any third-party verification that it exists.
That they have the actual money in a vault somewhere?
Right.
You mean the actual gold backing the paper?
Right.
Well, there are ways to, you know, verify that. If they wanted to be honest with folks, they could have a third-party auditor come in there and audit the vault every month.
But that's kind of the point of a government, is the government is an organization that claims for itself and tries to foster in people so much trust that they don't have to do auditing. See, I wouldn't trust the government to tell the truth, but there are lots of people that trust the government so thoroughly that they'll go and fight and die for it.
That's true.
They'll fight and die for the wishes of politicians because they've been lied to by, you know, whatever organization says that this war's worth it or that war's worth it.
Well, they've been lied to and told that it's serving their country when, in point of fact, it's serving the political class. Let's go to the phone calls, your calls and thoughts. We do have Dennis in Florida with us, listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you. Welcome. Two quick points. I appreciate that. State, does that not have to include land, defined border? Would you be a state having a defined borders, or can you just be state defined
You're breaking up a little bit. Are you asking the question, can you be a state without a defined border?
Yes, that's my question.
That's a good question.
I'm going to field that. So a state, yes, the answer I would say is that yes, you can be a state without a clearly an undisputed border. So you have to claim borders for yourself, and I'm sure ISIS claims borders for itself. It likely claims the whole world. So
yes, they were constantly pushing their borders outward, right?
Right.
Like they want to invade more places.
So therefore, they don't need borders in that sense to be a state. All you have to do is claim a monopoly on a given landmass, any landmass, in order to be a state.
I think you also have to prove your monopoly, right, by using violence to overtake the existing monopoly. So if you can defeat
the... A lot like America.
Yep. Very much like America.
A lot like the United States, exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
yeah, and the U.S., even though the U.S. has borders, it clearly also has 1,000 military bases all around the rest of the world and essentially has, you know, moved its presence from just the contiguous 48 and Alaska and Hawaii and Puerto Rico or whatever, beyond that to hundreds of other places.
Correct.
So,
and now my other point, thank you for
yeah.
that. Now, I've always had this thing with money and gold. I mean, I'm a big fan of gold and silver. I know it has value. It has, and throughout history, and history proves that it holds its value. But what I don't like
right.
is connecting wealth to a finite thing. I think the Federal Reserve has proven that you can create wealth out of nothing. It depends on what you do with that, you know? I mean, they've done bad things with it.
You can't create wealth out of nothing. You can create money out of nothing.
They did. What do you mean money?
Well, you can you
money,
can
print. Wealth, whatever.
No, there's a difference. Money is one indicator of wealth. What money is an indicator. Okay.
I'm using the wrong word. I'm using the wrong word. But what I'm saying is, not wealth. You can create money out of nothing, right? I mean, the Federal Reserve.
That's correct.
Reserve has
that's what they
that.
Do.
Okay. So if we can take that power as a honest, you know, community or honest state and use that for good, isn't that that's good, right? What is it?
Just by creating money from thin air, you have stopped being good. So the good ended right then.
Why is that true?
Because it's dishonest.
Here's the reason. You're going to see this, I believe it's this summer, maybe it's this Christmas season. You're going to see Batman versus Superman. And it's going to answer your question.
What do you mean?
Here's the answer. If we were to give one man the ability to be completely bulletproof and fly and be super strong, so strong that he could, like, move the Earth out of its orbit... Superman's actually done that at one point or another. Shoot laser beams out of his eyes, blow super cold breath that can freeze people. Would that person be good or would he be evil?
What? You're missing my point, though.
I don't think I am. Because if you give somebody
the
ability to create wealth.
One finite thing, like gold or silver.
Well, money isn't one finite thing. It is by no means one finite thing. Gold is gold is simply a commodity that people will trade for other things. So, for instance, if I have enough gold, you will sell me your car for it, right?
Yes.
Gold is money, that by that definition. So are a variety of other things. See, if I have enough chickens, you will not trade me your car because you're like, what am I going to do with these chickens? If I have a commensurate value of chickens as they do for gold, you'll be like, I don't need a bunch of live chickens. So chickens,
trade, though, that's different.
Right, so it doesn't really work the same way.
I'm talking about doing the same thing the Federal Reserve has done, which they've created money out of thin air. Right? They have done that, right? You do agree to that?
They do it all the time.
Why cannot well-intentioned people do the same thing?
The same reason you wouldn't give those well-intentioned people the ability to shoot lasers out of their eyes or move the earth, be so strong they could move the earth, because they would turn evil. Creating money out of thin air, creating wealth from nothing, is a superpower, and anybody with a sufficiently powerful superpower is going to become evil.
Well, it's also based on dishonesty, right? You're printing money from nothing. You're printing money into existence. That's by default a dishonest act. I mean, unless you could argue that everyone who's accepting that currency is aware of the fact of the inflation rate and, you know, how much money is being printed and how often, and that they're all completely aware and that they consent to it, which is not the case, right, with a Federal Reserve note. People don't even really know what inflation is, a lot of people. And so, you know, if you're starting out and you're claiming that you've got good intentions and you're creating money from thin air, I think it's a dishonest thing to do, and so therefore anything that you do with it is corrupt from the get-go.
Well, in this society, as corrupt as people are and as spiritually retarded as we are, yes, you may be right, but maybe I'm just looking at it in a perfect world, but yes, that can be a power, a tool that can be used to change this world if it were put in the right hands and supported by the right people. That's my only point.
It would. This is essentially the Chicagoan view, the monetarist view of money. There's Austrians, Chicagoans, and Keynesians. That's a very simple breakdown of these ideas. And I would, I get what the value is of creating money on a sort of a regular basis and inflating the monetary base. Austrians would say it makes no difference. It will not change the economy in any way if you do not inflate the monetary base, or if you keep the do inflate the monetary base.
It only
base
transfers wealth.
Not true.
Is true. It transfers wealth from the politically from the disconnected politically to the connected politically. So whenever whoever it is that's printing the money out takes that money and buys things at at their friends' businesses, then those businesses benefit from the direct influx of cash, and everybody else suffers from the inflation effect.
Let me ask you this: so let's say that you and I run the Federal Reserve Bank, and we increase the monetary base by 3% every single year. So that means that there's money out there, and we'll increase that money supply by 3%. How do we get the money from our hands into the hands of the regular American people?
Let's talk about that. Dennis, if you can hang, we'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think this is an interesting question. Dennis is asking, can the power to print money be used for good? I say no, because at its base, it is a corrupt activity. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here at 855-453. We're talking money. It's a pretty important topic to get right. And of course, the governments of the world are not even close to getting this one right. They don't want to get it right. They don't want to help you with a money system that is actually based in some sort of value. They want to have a debasable money system that they can just print out as much as they want, use as they wish, buy their bombs and their guns and their tanks, and shuffle some money over to the road building people, whoever else it is that is connected politically.
They're going to legitimize what they do by handing out some of that money to poor people who really need it.
Yep, and a lot of people who don't really need it. And so, you know, if we actually had a value-backed system, then that would prevent a lot of this from happening. In fact, you could argue that there would probably be virtually no war without the fiat money system, because if they actually had to raise the money through taxes for war, it would be much more difficult to raise money from a people who typically do not want war. In a lot of cases in American history, people have not wanted war. You know, Woodrow Wilson was elected on a promise to keep America, or reelected rather, on a promise to keep America out of war. Right?
It's true. Yeah. The pressure on him was severe to go to war, but the... There were plenty of wars when they had value-backed currencies. I mean, all you have to do is look at the kings and, you know, Europe and see how they fought all the time.
That's true.
Now,
I'm not saying it'd be impossible, but it'd make it harder.
Yeah, it would make it harder. You said it would be virtually no war. And I don't know. I'm interested, but we don't, you know, like we got to try it to see whether it would work.
Hey, we're going to get back to Dennis here, who held through and wanted to continue the discussion about money and can the printing of money which is what governments tend to do, can that be used for good by some other organization? The first, I'll tell you about ExpressCoin. That is your choice for getting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. These are other great alternative currencies, not just gold and silver. Gold and silver certainly are great, and you can get them from gold.freetalklive.com. But Bitcoin is like the new wave in alternative currencies, and it's pretty exciting stuff. If you haven't looked into it yet, you can learn more at bitcoin.com. But if you're ready to get some, go to expresscoin.com. They're a licensed money services business, and they're fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. You can get cryptocurrencies with money order or a check and get started over at expresscoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Most people in those countries can use expresscoin.com, and you can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. Plus, you can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. That's expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. As we go back to Dennis in Florida. Now, there are things, Dennis, that the government does today with the money that they print that are supposedly good. Like Mark said, you know, helping people who are sick or needy in some way. Every now and then a few bucks of the government's money goes to that, but a good chunk of it goes to, you know, the military industrial complex or the prison industrial complex and the construction industrial complex and so on and so forth. But, you know, your proposal was that someone else use the power to print money, some good man, some great man, or whatever, do this. Mark, you were saying that would corrupt that great man, even if the man was a great man in the first place. But I wanted to make sure, Dennis, you had a chance to get your thoughts out on this. So go ahead.
I appreciate that. yes, what I'm saying is wrestling the power of creating money from the powers that should not be is going to be an impossible task. I mean, they're unstoppable. I don't see how that can happen without some giant awakening, which I just don't see in my lifetime. What I'm saying is they do have that particular power, and that is a tool which, if put in the proper hands, could do good as it's doing bad by them right now. That's my only point with that. And now, like Bitcoin, things like that, isn't that the same basic thing? That's just a faith in a unit that can purchase and have value and do things. I mean, that's kind of a step in the right direction. I don't know much about Bitcoin, so I can't comment on it. But
well, Bitcoin is the closest to what you're envisioning, in my opinion. It's not the power to print money. Okay, so Bitcoin doesn't have that. There are more Bitcoins that are coming into existence. So
right.
Technically, there is some level of inflation to the Bitcoin economy. But of course, anybody using Bitcoins is opting in. It's not a government currency. It's not a legal tender, so it's not being forced upon anybody at all. And there's also a maximum number of Bitcoins that can ever be mined, at least according to the current code and how the system works. Bitcoin is an alternative currency that was created by Satoshi Nakamoto, which nobody knows who that is. It's an anonymous person. He released this code to the internet about 6 years ago in 2009, and since then it has arguably become the world's most valuable currency on its own volition. You know, and it didn't need one great man behind it to make decisions about what to do with Bitcoin. In fact, the brilliance of Bitcoin is that it is a decentralized system, that there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people worldwide who are using Bitcoin. There are thousands of people who are mining the Bitcoin. And there's a very decentralized system. Now, as you get a little higher up in the structure, you go to the Bitcoin programmers, there are only so many people who are programming Bitcoin, but it's also an open source system. So anybody who knows how to program can go and they can audit the code, they can check it, they can make sure there's no back doors in there for the NSA or for some of the Bitcoin programmers to, you know, raid the system and take everybody's money. And that's, you know, the security of Bitcoin is one of the reasons why it has become so popular and so effective and so valuable. So I think that, you know, from the perspective of what you're talking about, of having somebody make these decisions, inevitably that power is always going to corrupt. But Bitcoin isn't subject to that kind of level of control because it is a decentralized system. So I think that that's probably the best answer to what you're coming up with. You certainly will not wrest that power away from governments. But what you can do is you can outcompete them with a better currency, at least so long as they don't outlaw it like they're trying to do in New York.
I like what you're saying, and I love what you guys are doing in the Free State Project. I think that's affirmative action. That's a step in the right direction. I'm hoping you're very successful with that. My point is that there is that capability to have that tool to do good. And yep. As a society, will we get there in a relatively short span of time? Probably not. Maybe eventually, I hope so. But
I would adopt it. I would not adopt whatever that currency is. If somebody's out there claiming they're a great man and they're going to do the right thing with their ability to print money, I'm not going to believe it.
How can you not listen? Just because it's a good idea and a good thing to do, why would you assume that's going to be corrupted? I mean, would you?
Because power corrupts.
This is where.
Right. Okay. Hold on. Let's start over here.
Direction of good.
No, it's not going to move in the direction of good. This is the point. There have been studies that have put out government doesn't, and by government I mean power. Power doesn't only attract the corrupt, but it corrupts the people that work that have power. There, it's both is the case. Not only is power attract people that are corrupt, but it corrupts those that have power. So that's the problem. Is that you're going to have a situation where you know the perfect human being, but there's no such thing as a perfect human being. A good human being is in charge of issuing some currency for a government, and because it is a currency and it is a tender, legal tender, and it is therefore it has a monopoly. That person is going to have too much power, and it is going to corrupt them. That's really the point.
You don't put the power in one hand. You don't. It takes
fine.
Proof.
You
it takes a societal effort. Everybody has to participate, and that's the only reason. That's the only way we'll ever be free. Everybody.
Well, brother, that's
never
going to
work. I mean, when have rich people ever given the power to little people?
I'm saying people. In a broad sense, stand up for what's right. And
not
going to
happen. Everybody's not going to participate in anything ever. If your plan requires everybody to participate.
You just need competition. You have good things in your life. Lots of good products, lots of good services. Competition has brought them to you. Somehow you think a monopoly is going to work in money. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's a bad idea. What we need
that's
is competition. We need bitcoins. Yes, it is what you're saying.
Well, I didn't think that's what I was saying. But
okay. Here's the answer to your problem. You get government out of money. At that point, anybody can issue anything that they call money, and it will either fail or it will succeed.
And let the market decide what the best money is. Hey, thanks, Dennis, for your call. I really appreciate
Thank
the
you.
Thoughts and the conversation. I thought it was a good topic. Really, you know, an important issue. So
it's something we never get to delve into either.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's simply competition is the answer here.
Yeah, there's not going to be one great man who can, you know, lead us. Not even Ron Paul, right? Not even Ron Paul, as good as he was at resisting the ring of power when he was in D.C., I still wouldn't trust Ron Paul to be in charge of a money system like that. I like your idea, Mark, of having competing currencies. Let the market decide what is the best option out there. Let people have four or five different options out there, whatever it is the market's willing to provide, and then let the best one rise to the top because it is clearly the best. That's why people choose to use it. Not because they're forced to use it, like with a government system, like, you know, the U.S. dollar is what they call legal tender. Now, you see that written on all the dollars, but do you know what it means? A legal tender is where you are forced to accept it. If you don't accept the U.S. dollar and you're doing business in the United States, that's a federal violation. You can go to prison, from what I understand, for doing that.
I don't imagine it's going to be a problem. I'd like to accept all your dollars. Please send them to us. Amp.freetalklive.com.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.